been more than 10 years since the death of John Fahey, the man credited with helping invent the American primitive style of solo acoustic guitar playing. But that tradition is alive thanks to a host of younger guitarists, a group that includes one of John Fahey's close friends, Glenn Jones. Glenn Jones has a new release, The Wanting, that sees him stepping out of the shadow of the master. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
There's a restless quality to Glenn Jones's music that starts with the guitarist himself. Jones doesn't just write songs. He makes up a new way of tuning the guitar for each one.
For me, inventing a new tuning goes with inventing a new song. The song is a way to kind of navigate a tuning that I'm not yet familiar with. It kind of forces me to, I don't know, explore or dig into a tuning in ways that are atypical. It kind of forces me to think.
Jones has long been a fan of music that can make you think. While his friends in high school were listening to Led Zeppelin, Jones was listening to the free jazz of Sun Ra and corresponding with the avant-garde composer and inventor Harry Partch. But the musician who struck an emotional chord with Jones was guitarist John Fahey. Jones heard Fahey's music for the first time at college.
Which was kind of a thunderbolt for me. I'd never heard anything like it before. It made me feel in a way that I've never felt with anyone else's music. And I've spent years trying to articulate it and understand it myself.
Jones went to hear Fahey play a show in Boston in the mid-1970s, and they got to be friends. By the late 90s, Fahey was sick and broke, and he turned to Jones for help. Byron Coley is a poet and music journalist who knew Fahey and has known Jones for decades.
John was a guy who would often write you and ask for a little financial assistance or a place to stay or a meal, something like that. So Glenn was very supportive of him and just always sort of lending him a hand.
Jones finally got a chance to record with Fahey in 1996. The younger musician was playing electric guitar in the band Cul-de-Sac, but the experience of backing up his idol did not go as he'd hoped.
When I listen to that record, I don't hear the takes or how good the performances are, or how well it's mixed or mastered. What I hear is the experience of making it and just the heartbreak and, I don't know, just kind of the emotional anguish that went into it. We were in Warren, Rhode Island in the beginning of winter, Thanksgiving, ran out of heat, ran out of electricity. It was like a sensory deprivation experiment that you're trying to make a record in the middle of.
Jones made extensive plans for what they would record together and how, but Fahey rejected them. Jones was crushed. He wrote about his disappointment for a magazine. To be polite, he showed a draft to Fahey, but instead of getting offended, the older guitarist decided to publish Jones's article as liner notes.
It's just about beating down idol, the worshiping of idols and things like that.
Fahey titled the album The Epiphany of Glenn Jones.
He said, you know, after we made the record, he said, now we can be better friends.
John Fahey died in 2001. 2 years later, Jones finally felt confident enough to start playing solo acoustic guitar in public, even though he'd been playing the instrument in his bedroom for decades.
For me, it took a long time to get out from under the shadow of Fahey. I would say that I didn't feel like the pieces I was writing were my own until I was maybe in my mid-30s or something like that.
The more that Glenn plays, the more that he draws in everything that he knows.
Again, writer Byron Coley.
When he first started playing acoustic, he was drawing a lot from the old-timey tradition, more. He's been moving away from that. He's felt sort of more free to bring in a lot of other influences of 20th century classical stuff.
Glenn Jones can't escape the shadow of John Fahey altogether. He recently finished researching and editing the liner notes for a 5-CD Fahey compilation called Your Past Comes Back to Haunt You. Lance Ledbetter runs Dust to Digital, the record label that's releasing the collection later this month. He's been working with Jones on the project on and off for 10 years.
I remember one night we were working on the notes. I got up in the morning, and I don't think Glenn had been to sleep. I think he said later he just stayed up all night just writing research. And, you know, Glenn's not a party animal, so it was no artificial stimulants keeping him up. But, he got in a groove and just got going.
Jones finally finished an 88-page book to go along with the discs. He brings the same studious approach to his guitar playing, but he says there is such a thing as playing a song too much.
The way that I title my pieces or the events that were going on in my life when I wrote them, I try to keep those in my mind when I'm playing it live, when I'm recording it. And if I get to the point that I'm bored with my own material, I stop playing it.
For Glenn Jones, that's when it's time to start back at the beginning, trying to find one more way of tuning his guitar. Joel Rose, NPR News.
And you can hear songs from Glenn Jones' new album, The Wanting, on our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.